The ringtone program for Amber's calls blared from Geneva's phone. Oh, thank God. She leapt to her feet and answered, Amber, where are you? The police... Jen, is that you? I can't see properly. The screen's blurry. Ams, are you okay? She covered the phone and whispered to the officers. Something's not right. She's slurring her words. The sergeant turned away and spoke into his two-way radio while the constable stepped closer to Jen. Put her on speaker. Jen's heart hammered as they huddled around her mobile. Are you there? Her sister's voice wobbled with tears. Jen? I'm here. Where are you? I'm in a car. The boot. What the hell? Where? I don't know. We're moving. Jen forced herself to swallow. Who's we? I don't know. Oh, God. Fast, ragged breaths came down the line. Jen needed to be the strong one now. It's okay, Ams. Take a breath with me. She inhaled against locked ribs and the constable nodded and pointed to the phone. The police are here. They want to talk to you. No, don't go. Her throat burned. I'm not going anywhere. He's right next to me. Amber, my name is Constable Jesse Johns. We're tracing your phone as we speak. Can you tell me what happened? No. Jen's gut wrenched at the hitch in Amber's voice. Amber, the constable said warmly but firmly, I need you to tell me.
I don't know. I think he hit me. I can't believe he hit me.
Who hit you, Amber?
A man, his car. It was parked next to mine. It had to be him. No one else was around.
Did you recognise him?
No. Why is he doing this? I don't understand.
You're doing really well, Amber. What does the man look like?
I don't know. It was too dark.
Is he tall or short?
He was big, tall, but everyone's tall to me.
His hair, face, he wore a baseball cap, I think. I didn't look closely, just circled around him to get to my car.
Sergeant Maitland leant away from his walkie-talkie and put a finger up. We have a general location, but there's only one tower nearby. We need more information.
Oh, God, what does he want with me?
Jen started to shake and the phone blurred. Constable Johns cupped her hands from beneath, keeping the phone stable. Amber, are you restrained? He asked.
No.
Then I need you to kick out a taillight.
What? I can't.
Jen leant in. You can do it, Ams. Pretend there's a cockroach on it. Start by prising the cover off. The constable's tone was both kind and commanding. Have you done it?
Yes.
Now smash the bulb and light casing out with your heel.
But he'll hear me.
Not over the engine.
Come on, Ams. Do it for Lily and Charlie. Kick as hard as you can.
Jen held her breath. One thud. Two thuds.
I did it.
Look out the hole, Constable Johns directed. Is there a car behind you? Headlights. Stick your hand through the hole and wave to get someone's attention.
Jen held her breath, focused on the shuffling sounds coming from the phone.
A hiccuping sob filled the line. There's no one there.
Ams, lock onto my voice.
Jen slowed the pace of her speech. You have to stay calm. The police are on their way.
Oh, please hurry. Wait. We're turning. Ow!
Ams, what happened? Are you okay?
I hit my head. There are rocks pelting the bottom of the car. I think we're on a dirt road.
Look out the hole again, Constable Johns interrupted. Can you see anything? Any houses or signs?
I thought you knew where I was.
Jen pushed the back of her hand against her nose and her chest convulsed in a contained sob. The sergeant covered the phone speaker and spoke quietly to the customer. The signal's moving on the motorway. Near Jibbegunyan Creek, but the squad car hasn't reached Welby yet. Just keep her talking.
We're close, Constable John said into the phone. You just need...
No, the car's slowing. Please help me.
Stay quiet and still, Constable John's ordered. Pretend you're unconscious, hide your phone and keep the call open. I promise we're coming for you.
The noise of the car engine disappeared, then a door slammed. Amber whimpered.
Jen, she whispered. Promise me you'll take care of my kids.
Don't you dare give up.
Tell them every day how much I love them.
Ams, keep fighting. We'll find you.
Who is?
A click. Then the creak of the boot opening. Silence. Rustling. A grunt. Then a high-pitched scream.
No, please, no.
The sound of a scuffle. Then a loud thud. A crack.
Fuck! Came a man's gravelly tone. Fuck! He screamed, his voice filled with pain.
A scratching noise came down the line as if something was moving against Amber's phone. She must have put it in her pocket. Jen could make out fast footfalls and crunching leaves. She glanced up at the constable and saw her flare of hope reflected in his eyes. Come on, Amber, run!
Come back here, you bitch!
The kidnapper's voice sounded distant but full of rage. Constable Johns looked at the sergeant.
Is the car close?
They've turned onto the freeway and are closing in. The pounding footsteps continued. Jen could hear Amber's fear visceral in her ragged gasps. Then, nothing. Amber? Ams? Joan yelled into the phone. She whirled on the sergeant. What happened?
The patrol car's 3 minutes away. What if Amber doesn't have that long?